Hey guys, well, I just got off the phone with Otterbox, I have more answers, I have more answers and so questions because, there was two people I talked to. I mean, you know, there was a lady that I talked to that, you know, confirmed my address and she couldn't find my email, so I had to give her the order confirmation number. And then what ended up happening is, you know, I got transferred to this guy, Andrew, who, you know, was a technical guy. And he, you know, we were talking about, I told him that, you know, the case is supposed to automatically kick in around 20%. And his response was, well, no, the case doesn't actually do that. It doesn't detect, whether your battery, you know, is at a low percent and then just turn on. It will, you know, you press the button on the right and it apparently turns on and charges, you know, just like a Mafi or any other of those other cases. So his initial thought was that, you know, when it got to around 50%, when I said it stopped charging, was that I turned it, his thought was that I turned it off, you know, given, you know, because we don't really know when it's on. So, you know, he might have, so he thought that, you know, I may have, you know, turned it off, you know, and that's why I wasn't charging to 100%. And, you know, so then I told him about this whole, well, and I forgot to say this in my other audio, but is that when I plug in the case now, it's almost as if the lightning adapter slot on the 5S is rejecting, you know, it keeps, it's almost like it keeps disconnecting, reconnecting. And he thought that it's the fault of the USB cable. But then I told him, I didn't have this problem the first time I plugged it in on Thursday. And, I told him, you know, that I got out of the box and I plugged it in and I didn't have a single problem with it. You know, it didn't do any of this crap. And then, that was just really odd. So basically, he is now sending me a new micro USB cable, which, you know, and he also theorized that, and I thought about this, but I just wanted to call support, see what they thought, is that, you know, I can take the phone out of the case, charge the case separately, and then put the phone, you know, put it back in and then see if it works. Problem is, my mom said that all four lights were lit up, which I'm guessing means the case is fully charged. But, you know, again, I mean, do I have to wait for the case to stop charging and then, to fully discharge and then, you know, charge it back up again, and maybe I won't have that problem. But again, maybe the case does detect it automatically, but it's just very faulty at best, and it doesn't detect it when it gets to 20%, like as advertised. Andrew, the guy that was helping me, he dodged. You know, I told him, like, hey, you know, it's supposed to detect it automatically. And he kind of just, like, he told me that it doesn't. It doesn't do that. It's not supposed to do that. And I'm like, well, the instructions say that. And, you know, he had no comment on that. He didn't really say anything about that, which, you know, leads me to believe that maybe that was either the automatic detection thing is faulty and it's experimental, or he just, yeah, he's probably, you know, lying out of his ass. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's just the automatic detection thing is faulty, and it needs some serious work, you know, because it does not turn on at 20%. I think it does turn on because, you know, and I keep pressing the button, and it does does not seem to turn on. So I don't know if, you know, I mean, again, I think it does automatically do it, but it just, it's not not when you'd expect. So again, you know, I mean, I am getting a nice backup USB a micro USB cable, so I mean, I will have one for anything, you know. So I'm like, hey, you know, can you just send me the cable, you know, in case, you know, if the charging case separately does work, you know, just send me the cable, because I don't have any micro USB cables. So that's, he's sending me that, you know, free of charge, you know, nice of him. But I just, yeah, I mean, this is just, yeah, I mean, I think the case was, you know, if it's not supposed to do it automatically, then the case was falsely advertised, because, you know, in the instructions, it's like, oh, well, it's going to automatically, even on the website, it says clearly that it automatically detects when your battery's low and, you know, regulates the charge. So, yeah, I mean, he I think, you know, charging it up to like 50%, you know, he's like, oh, well, you must have just turned it off. No, I don't think so. Because it won't even, I don't even think it really does. I think that the lights, you know, you push the button and the lights come on, which, you know, does not signify anything to us. But it did work last night when I used that button, but now it's not working now. So I don't, I guess, it when I started this audio view, it was at 3%, which means it must have kicked in, because it would have, hopefully, I'm pretty sure my iPhone would have died by now if it hadn't. So that's that. And, that was, you know, that was my first out-of-box support call, and probably not going to be the last one. And, definitely makes me, you know, more confident to get support, you know, call support, rather than try and get it on Twitter, because that, you know, I mean, they're probably not even going to, they probably would have never answered me on Twitter. So, you know, I got a nice free USB cable, micro USB cable out of it too, which is awesome. But, yeah, that's the update. And, Brandon, I guess you can decide what you want to do, whether you want to stick it out and try the case, you know, maybe, because he did say that, you know, if the USB cable is faulty, if the if I couldn't, you know, charge the case separately, even though I think it from the looks is fully charged anyway, then the USB cable is faulty. Or if I get the USB cable, then that's the new USB cable, and I still get that vibration thing. He said, you know, that something's wrong with the case, because he said that, you know, the software really shouldn't matter. Like, it's all hardware. So that's that, really. Well, I will talk to you guys all later. And that was just an update, you know, my first call with the OtterBox. And you know, cause, well, I did this mainly for Brandon, because, you know, he's getting the case, and he was getting concerned when he heard last night, and, like, you know, when he plugged it in, I'm pretty sure, hopefully, he won't have that problem, and, it's either a faulty case or a faulty cable, though I really don't know how it could be faulty when the cable could be faulty when it was just working a couple, 2 days ago without a problem. You know, even iTunes took it and didn't complain about it. So, you know, at least they, you know, at least they're trying to do everything they can. I mean, the case was $100 freaking, so, you know, they can't sit here and tell, you know, not give me any support. So at least I did get good customer service out of it. And, I did not fill out that feedback survey, because I really couldn't care less. I mean, I told Andrew personally that, you know, that I appreciated his help, and, you know, I also told him that, well, I wish I had said, you know, something about why don't you implement some accessibility feature into the case so we can figure out if it was independently, you know, if it was charged or not. But, you know, I mean, what, he's probably just going to say, oh, yeah, we never thought of that. Well, yeah. Well, all right, guys, I'll talk to you guys later, and, that's probably going to be the last update for probably a while.